It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale, and it's a big deal. Right now, get 50% off all windows along with no interest for 5 years plus bonus savings when you schedule a consult today. If your windows leak, get foggy or hot, or you're paying high utility bills, that's a big deal. With Window Nation's semi-annual sale, you can replace your windows and save a big deal too. Schedule a no-obligation in-home estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Go Birds Podcast.
Hello, it is the Go Birds Podcast, presented by the Bet Parks Sportsbook and Casino app. It is the Bet Parks Picks Pod. Elliot, I'm so fired up, buddy. It's my favorite time of year. Now, we are recording this about an hour and a half before the first game. You'll be listening to it on Friday. So we're going to do some futures, some favorites. Right. We might look like an idiot already.
I was going to say, there is a chance that
it's going to be
out.
Hilarious. Yeah. Well, I'm going to, my winner pick will lose today, because that happens every year to me, it seems like. But we're going to get to the tournament coming up. Yeah, of course. We're going to get to the tournament coming up in a bit. And don't, later in this exact spot, next week, before opening day, my MLB over-unders pod. Yes. I've already started the research. I've been looking into some stuff, some trends, some stuff. Get ready. If you want to get an early one, Dodgers under.
Well, I was going to say, so we're going to get into that,
which
now
is a way to get into it. But, it's like, a shame, because I was going to pick the Dodgers under already. It's like 10. I'll check. Last I looked, it was 106. I think it's gone down on the Parks. I mean, 104.
Dude, can we just,
regardless,
well,
I just don't think they're going to try and win as many games after losing in the playoffs the way they have the last few years. But
so did they lose this morning?
So, oh, by the way, thank you for reminding me. Guess who started the day off with a win? Your boy, of course, because
it.
I wake up so early, comes in for work
true.
This
I guess
morning.
You were up for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about the Ohtani story, because this is a gambling pod, and it's the biggest story in America right now, sports-wise. But so I see the story, and we're praying for the show, and I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh, Padres and Dodgers are playing in a few minutes. I'm like,
boom,
I should bet on the Padres.
Yes.
I doubt the and it ended up being like, it was 15-11, so the Dodgers fought back and stuff, but they went down 9-2, and I felt really good about my bet.
Yeah.
But I was like, all this stuff is happening right before their game. Like, there's no way they're ready to play. Bang.
It is
started the day with a winner. Go Pods.
Look, like, I'm okay with, like, obviously I think it's cool they're playing games over there, but it is silly to do it a week before the season at 5 a.m. Like,
I think it's so dumb. Well, they have to do it so they can get back to play their next games on.
Right.
I get it. You're trying to spread baseball to the world, and it's cool that you do this. Like, I think it's so dumb.
Well, especially the timing is dumb, too.
Yeah, especially for the teams that are playing. Like, put East Coast teams there at least.
Yeah.
You have teams on the West Coast, it's 3 in the morning when they're starting. At least here, people can wake up at 6 in the morning and watch their team if they want to.
Could you imagine if the Phillies started?
I mean, 3 in the morning it started.
Wild.
Like, it's so dumb. Like, if you're going to, I know it's a shorter trip, and that's why they did that, but like, man, it just is such, it's, and you know, Shohei, they probably, before this happened, they probably wanted him over there.
Which makes sense, for sure.
I get it. Yamamoto, they have attracted players, far players who are from that part of the world and all that, but like, man,
just don't do it the week
of
it.
It just sucks. Like, if you're a Dodgers fan, if you're a Padres fan, you're so excited for quote unquote opening day, right. your opening day, and then it's like, oh, I can't watch.
Well, I was gonna say, remember when opening day used to mean something?
Well said, buddy.
Yeah, right.
Well
right?
said.
Where'd my baseball
yeah,
go?
That's right. I fuddy duddy opinion here.
It's like
you know
these
me.
Didn't even happen.
I'm not Mr. I'm not usually Mr. Yell at a Cloud guy, but one of my biggest Yell at a Cloud guy takes is opening day should be all the teams in baseball opening on the same freaking day, playing throughout the day. It should be mm-hmm. baseball. Like, now they give, like, teams some on Fridays and some start on Thursday, and they got this dumb thing and all. It's
right.
like, just have them all play on the same freaking day.
So,
in case you can't tell how I feel
you're fired
this.
Up about that.
Because yeah. it's so dumb. Opening day is amazing. Sorry.
And, well, and it's cool, like, with, I mean, we're going to be talking about, you know, the tournament. Can we call? Can we say the name of the tournament?
Yes, I believe okay, as, yeah. long as, as long as we're not doing like
right,
the
right. They're pretty strict about that.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, but we're on a podcast, and we're not like actually doing the read now.
Right. So like with March,
when I say you know like oh
baseball
you know,
should be like March Madness, where it all like you know the first pitch is half the league is pitching off it, or the first pitch is at 1 o'clock. Like,
I am so with you, and you can have multiple games.
Yeah,
on
and then they start throughout the thing. Yeah,
like, that Elliot, so, and that's what it was when we were growing up. Like that's what opening day was
when baseball was baseball.
When baseball was baseball,
but
when America was America, Elliot.
So I was thinking about the Eagles Brazil thing here. Like as much as I know you're not the biggest fan of it, right? But at least it's Friday at like 6 o'clock.
No, I totally
like,
agree with that. Like, no, again.
Like it's not, you know, totally Thursday fine. Morning at
no,
4 a.m.
it is,
or whatever.
Again, it is a very, I don't like it. I'd rather be Sunday at 1 o'clock. You know that? But like, this is 1,000 times worse what MLB is doing. Yeah. Totally. At least we can watch the game at a normal time.
It really is like the games didn't happen.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like,
it's so dumb.
All right.
So, let's get to it. We're going to, we'll give you our favorite tournament picks a little bit later. Because I do have, we always do a little research, we get into it, and if nothing else, like we said, and we'll say
fun.
Again,
well,
like, brackets are dumb, bet on the games.
I saw a great tweet that is just, I felt this to my core. It was a picture of someone filling out a bracket and making picks, and it was like me when the only college basketball player I know is Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, seriously, like, I know Zach Edey, the guy, so it's funny, DeCamera keeps saying on the air all week, he's like, I can't even name 5 college basketball, and I used to... I was like this. My brother and I, when we used to play basketball, like we used to play as college guys. We were kids.
Right.
Like that's how college basketball was like.
Yeah.
Amazing. I can name Zach Edey on Purdue.
And that's a big tall center, right?
Yeah. Right. I'm trying to think. Like I'm sure if I really thought there's probably
I don't think
a couple
I can name
other
one. Honestly,
that's my point though. Like I can't name 5.
Right.
I can maybe name 2 or 3. And even then, I used to know the coaches for every team, like Arizona, Ludolf, and Like I don't know any of the coaches anymore.
It's something that there's been 4 times as many tickets sold to the women's Final Four as the men's.
Well, that makes sense. And Caitlin Clark is,
Caitlin Clark, Angela Reese. Like, I can name more.
What's the girl on USC's good?
I can't. I don't know.
Yeah.
But the point is, like, 2-1. Like, I can name, you know. So
I mean, and to your point, like, Caitlin Clark.
Can you imagine the amount of tickets
Caitlin
that are
Caitlin Clark
gonna,
is way more famous than anyone.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's one of the 10 most famous athletes in America right now. Like, you'd have to debate. But like,
probably not, but I get your
she's
point.
She's certainly up there.
She's having a moment.
Yeah.
But
think about the amount of tickets that are going to be on Iowa winning it all.
Oh, I know. Well, that's why I would bet against
them or
Iowa.
LSU is going to be, has to be like 80% of the
action.
Gonna
be,
I'm sure there's a team I don't
Yeah, you're
know
right,
about,
though. It is. Yeah.
Just from a public, like, just following a casually perspective, uh-huh. Ohtani.
All right. So, let's get into it. And again, we'll make some picks later and all that. But so obviously it comes out this morning, kind of.
Right.
And I don't know the exact timeline, but it seemed like it was like, you know, in the morning in
I think
Korea.
It came out yesterday, right?
I don't know. I went to bed. It came out after I went to bed.
Oh, yeah.
So
it came
might
out
have come
late
out last
night.
Night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know
I
me.
Woke up to it.
Same. So crazy story. If you haven't heard, I'm sure most people have by now. I think, you know, it is right now probably the biggest story in the sports world. And I think over the next few days as it plays out will be the biggest.
Darren Rovell said he thought it was a bigger story than the start of March Madness.
It might be.
Debatable.
It might be. Again,
I think the
to
difference
the point
is
you
everyone
just
likes to partake in March Madness.
Yeah, I think March Madness, like, But again, to the point you just made, like, I don't know any of the guys. I don't know any of the teams. Like, I'm going to watch it and bet on it. But it's not like I know Shohei Ohtani is. You know, it's a big deal. So if you didn't see it, I'm sure most did. But Shohei Ohtani kind of embroiled in a real
Dude,
gambling thing now.
The timeline is wild.
So, do you want to break down the timeline? So essentially,
I don't think I'll be able to do it as well.
Okay, I don't even know the exact specifics of it all. But basically, the concept that His translator, this guy named Ipe, was essentially $4.5 million in debt to a bookie.
Right.
Illegal to gamble in California. So illegal gambling, that's to start with.
Right.
The money is transferred from Shohei Ohtani's account.
Into his account.
And then apparently given whatever. So, there's this whole kind of.
Well, the wildest part, not to interject, but like. is the translator spoke to ESPN the, for 90 minutes.
And
about,
then spoke to the baseball team,
yeah, exactly,
too.
Yeah.
And then
and
it
like
started
an hour later
where
or
it started where the Dodgers were like, oh, he's just, you know, helping out his buddy. And then it became Shohei was taken advantage of and is the victim of a crime.
Right.
Like there's all kinds of, and then of course, you know, there's gonna be all kinds of theories attached to this. Is did Shohei know? Is he covering up for Shohei?
Yeah, was he gambling?
Was he
right.
gambling for it was Shohei gambling and this is the fall guy? Is it really that it's just his buddy and he's helping him out?
Right.
Like there's so many angles to it. And then on top of that, this guy, even if Shohei didn't have anything to do it, this guy's been in the Dodgers locker room. This guy has had firsthand access. He's a team employee.
Well, no, he was an Angel employee.
He was an Angel employee, but I think he probably
he's been an MLB employee.
Exactly. Yeah. So one way or another, this is a big
Yeah.
Big story with a lot of tentacles, with a lot of where could it go? And honestly, I don't know. Like the only thing I could say is I doubt that Shohei will be dumb enough to transfer the money from his account. Like that part of it seems like super weird to me.
Right.
But again, you know, people have done dumb stuff. Joe DeCameron made a good point. He's like, Bill Clinton got a blowjob in the freaking Oval Office.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
You know? So
well,
like,
and also,
that was pretty dumb.
Yeah.
You know, so like.
And maybe he didn't think like giving my friend $4.5 million is a big deal. Like who cares what he's spending it on?
Sure.
You know,
there's so many angles and we don't know. Maybe he was gambling for Shohei and Shohei is a gambling addict. Who knows?
Well, so
like there's so many. And again, so I don't know and I'm all conjecture, but this is a serious story. Right
well,
now.
There's so many angles to it. I want to start like, I guess, so it's a gambling pod. So. We're not Dodgers pod, but like the interesting part,
gambling story.
Well, the interesting part of this for me, there's twofold. One, like baseball is going to do everything they can just to sweep this under the rug.
Of course.
It's their biggest star. Like
baseball and the country of Japan will help.
They want this gone. Like they don't want this ever brought up again. Right. I think it's extremely naive to believe that Ohtani was not involved in this.
So I think it's extremely naive to believe that Ohtani didn't know of it. I don't necessarily think it's naive to think that he was gambling. Like, I don't necessarily believe that he was, that I have to believe he was gambling. I think it'd be naive to think that he didn't know what this $4.5 million was for or because of.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
But, and I don't know how good of friends he was with the translator.
It seems like
they're like pretty good friends.
It seems like true, like, you know, like.
It's also hard for me to believe that one of your best friends is gambling to the point of millions of dollars.
$4.5 million. Well, that's the point. It's
right?
I mean, that's $4.5 million.
And again,
in debt.
It can't be overlooked. Like he was a team employee.
Yeah,
like,
no doubt.
He was
in the
as far
clubhouse.
As I know, like collecting checks from an MLB team
while
so.
Getting inside information
exactly.
about all kinds of. Which begs the question: how are you that much in debt? Shouldn't you be a better gambler?
Yeah. Well, all right. So here's my next point on this. One, I think the chances Ohtani gets any type of true punish. Like I'd be shocked. Like
I
this
would
is,
too.
This is in a lot of ways like a. Is it watershed? Like what's it's like a
sure,
huge
you could
moment,
say a watershed
right?
moment. Yeah, yeah.
Like if they like, if they truly ding Ohtani for this, like
oh, it'd change everything. It'd
But if they don't, it also kind of like
well, and it's also to that point. It there's the whole other thing, which many people on Twitter have commented on the whether it's hypocrisy or whatever you want to say of it, of the idea that these leagues have all kinds of deals
well,
with gambling
so this is where I was going
that,
with this.
Where it's like, okay, so you know what are we doing here, man?
And we've had this debate, and I guess we'll have it again now. Like. I just think the idea, if gambling is clearly becoming a bigger, bigger deal, right? The idea of athletes not being around this or connected to it and like punishing them if they are is just absurd to me. Like I agree with you that ultimately athletes should not be allowed to gamble on the game they play.
Yes.
Right?
Okay.
But
well, that is my core belief. The sport that they play, the
I
game
truly
they
don't
play.
Think it would matter, but I'm not going to fight. I'm not going to die
under,
on that
you
hill.
You agree enough with me on that
yes.
one. You under, okay.
Yes.
Well, I appreciate that.
But like, it is absurd to think that like, you know, again, there are sports books in the stadiums. Like there's probably teams that have sports books logos on their jerseys, right?
No doubt.
That for Ohtani to be connected to gambling and have it be a massive thing, like how can you not be connected to gambling to some extent at this point? So from a sports perspective, like if Ohtani wants to gamble on Phillies Braves, like I don't care. Like I don't get why that truly matters. I know he has like more of inside information.
He has more information.
But like you could argue
because
like,
he has friends on teams.
Yes,
and stuff
I get all that.
So like
right.
if you, I have no problem with athletes gambling on everything that is not the sport they play in. I start that, and obviously, you know, I'm dead against you cannot game on any game you play in or anything involving your team or whatever. But if it were me, I would say
futures?
You can't gamble on your sport, but you can gamble on anything else.
What if Jalen Hurts wanted to put $1 million in the Parks app on the Eagles to win the Super Bowl? How'd you feel about that?
again, like,
too slippery of a slope.
It's like, too slippery of a slope. Like, that individual, and like, look, he's betting on them to win. Like, that's fine. Like, I don't have a real issue with that. It's not like he's betting against himself and shaving points. That's where you get into real problems. But I just think you can't allow that. And then, like, how do you manage that?
Right.
You know?
I just think we're going to a place where, like, it's going to be so hard to keep them uninvolved that we have to change our perception of it and come up with new rules. Like, Otani's best friend is gambling millions of dollars. I'm sure every player in the NFL has friends where they hang out on like a Friday night and they're watching basketball.
Look, the Eagles
and
have a freaking player this year who didn't play last year because of gambling. So,
and I think like it's a little similar to the weed rule where, you know, we agree like if you're in a state where weed is legal, you should be allowed to smoke.
But 100%,
like, but the NFL doesn't allow it. But they've like kind of cooled off on that a little.
Yeah, they've really backed up. Yeah, you know.
I think like the next step in that is gambling. Like I think that.
But at least with weed, there is the argument for players that they have made, Chris Lame, all those guys, where it helps them ease their pain and it helps with the suffering of their physical body. So there is at least a benefit to that. Whereas with gambling, and again, I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Yeah,
with gambling, there's no like, hey, league, let us gamble because we get this benefit from it.
I think
you know?
What the Ohtani thing is showing is like. Baseball and sports in general is setting themselves up where their best players are going to be held to a standard that's so high that it's going to end up hurting the sport.
It could. Look, I think that they are in the leagues are in a very precarious spot where these leagues, baseball chief among them because of the 1919 Black Sox scandal, has always been no gambling. Like, that has been the
Pete Rose,
Richie always says, in every locker room I was ever in, there's a freaking sign on the wall that says, freaking, no matter what you do, do not, you know? So, like, and then, obviously, as a result of you know, decisions that have been made within legalizing gambling and all these types of things within the Supreme Court and all these things that have happened, like, these sports, to survive, not survive, but to thrive, I should say, have chosen to get into bed with these things, to allow these things, to support these things.
Right.
And that in and of itself is like a real, like, you've got 100+ years of this. And then it's like, you know what, we're going to change now and go fully in on that. Like, that causes all kinds of
questions.
And
it's not fair to the players. Like, you're setting them up to fail in a way. I know we can all say, like, well, just don't be involved in gambling. Like, it's way harder than it used to be. You know, like, gambling is way more prevalent. Like, people use the Parks app all the time now. Like,
but I can, I get that. But at the same time, it's like, all right, I'm making millions of dollars. Like, just don't gamble.
I get that.
It's not that hard to do.
That's why it's like the weed rule, where it's like, look, I get all those points. Like, you know what, man? It's a rule. Like, you just got
it. It is. And I agree. But at least with weed, you can see, like, all right, like, I am in real pain. And this thing eases my pain, and thus it is worth the risk for me. With gambling, it's like, I already got all this money. What is the worth the risk for me to have some fun gambling? You know?
To the Ohtani thing, like, they're setting themselves up where, like, what's more important to baseball? Like,
Shohei Ohtani. Whatever you're going to say, Shohei Ohtani is more important. There is no other thing that you're going to say.
Exactly. Like, not only was this opening day a disaster, but, like, now their biggest star is being in, like, do you think they were, and we don't know the bets, right? And I do agree, look, if his translator is gambling with Ohtani on, like, Dodgers things, I understand that, right? But if, like, this guy's gambling on, like, Orioles, Yankees, like, I don't know. Like, is it really worth, like, all this distraction? So I think baseball, and I'll be curious to see what sports league does it, they're better off getting ahead of this instead of being behind it, where, like, this is happening. Like, I know we disagree on the level of which it will happen,
but
10 years from now, we are going to view this differently.
So you're saying almost, because the only way that your thing can work is MLB would have to have them gamble through MLB so that they could know that they
are... Yeah, that could make sense.
You know what I mean?
I think you'd be like a true addict at that point.
But my point being that, like, if once you start laying in bet on baseball, it's like, how do you police them betting on their team, this and that, all that stuff? It's like, it's just a very,
well,
like...
I think, like, with anything, you can just, like, you can say, hey,
you
can't
again,
do it.
And if you let them
you
bet on baseball, it's, again, that relationship with baseball is like a future. Like, let's say, all right, like... Let's say that a guy is really good friends with Ronald Acuna, a guy on the Dodgers, good friends with Ronald Acuna, and Acuna calls him after a game. He's like, hey, man, I got this weird thing in my ankle. Like, this is bad. I don't know what's going on. And it's like, oh, let me go place a bet on the Phillies or go place.
Yeah.
Like, and that's to me, not okay, because that is inside information. That's all of us getting screwed. I don't know that information. That's not fair to me. It's like insider trading. It is exactly like insider trading. That's why I would be much more open to other teams type thing. And even then, look, you got friends in other sports. It's a very slippery slope.
Yeah,
is the problem.
I just think the last thing, like, and I know Schefter is not allowed to gamble, but, like, you know, everybody has some version of inside information. Obviously, players in the league have better insider information, right? Like me and you can be like, hey, you know, I know someone that knows Brayson Stott. Like, you know, we can come up with reasons we think we have, like, to play.
Which almost
bet.
Never end up being.
Exactly, 100%. But I just, like, it's not good for the sport to have its best player be enthralled in a scandal over something
agree.
That is not scandalous. Like, gambling is not that scandalous. So I just, I think it's going down a path where they need to come up with better rules and regulations and open their mind to this, because this is not worth it for any sport.
So that I agree with.
Yeah.
I think you're right about that, because, again, as soon as they decided to take the money, so to speak, and to do the advertising and all that, like, you are opening yourself up to a different world, and you have to change the way you do things as
like,
a result.
Really quick, like, imagine if they decide to suspend him half the season. Like, that's really worth it over this. So I just, yeah, I think that times are changing for sure with this, and leagues would be smart to get ahead of it so their best players aren't all of a sudden missing time and, like, there's all this controversy.
No, it's a fascinating thought. I've agreed with you more today than I normally do about these things, so you're in
that's
the right track.
All
right, coming up, we're going to make some fun quick picks for some college basketball action. So you could do these picks. Download the Bet Parks Sportsbook app. There's so much action right now to bet on. Obviously, we'll tell you some of our favorite teams. All weekend long, there's going to be basketball action to bet on. Super fun. It's again, we've talked about it. Brackets are dumb. Betting is great.
Yeah.
That's really
so
it.
Simple.
That's all we got to say. And you're not going to win your bracket. You're not going to win it. You're giving money away. You know what you could do? Win money right here with the Bet Parks Sportsbook app. Plus, of course, MLB futures. So much fun stuff to bet on. I'm going to give you my favorites next week. But in addition to the team futures, you can bet on who you think is going to win awards. MVP, Cy Young, our guy in Philly's MVP odds. I like him. I think he's going to have a big year this year. There's so much fun stuff to bet on. Plus, pro basketball action coming down the road, as well as the playoffs. They're only, like, what, two and a half weeks away. So, like,
playing.
They're playing. Yeah, we got a lot.
Will matter this year.
We got a lot. Yeah, too much.
Yeah.
A lot of fun action to bet on, and there's no better place to do it than with the Bet Parks Sportsbook and Casino app. Here's a great deal from you. New users, if you sign up now, if you make your first bet, if it's a $10 winner, you get $125 in Sportsbook bonus back. It's an amazing deal. You can find all the details on betparks.com. You must be 21 and in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Ohio, or Maryland. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey everyone, this is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Only got a few minutes, I know.
Well, thankfully, I only have a few minutes of basketball.
Clap your pods coming up.
Clap your
hands. Clap your pods.
That would actually be a...
Not bad, actually.
Yeah,
just pop
that might have been a better name.
I was going to say clap your hands pod coming, but I put them together. All right. Look, as I look through the favorites and all that, UConn is the clear favorite at plus 375.
News to me.
I think they're easily the best team. They won it last year. It's hard to repeat, but... I do. Usually, Elliot and I are big on, like, get the long odds.
Right,
on.
Right.
I think
plus three
a few
still...
shekels on UConn and plus 375 is not a bad bet. I think they are clearly the best team.
And also, let's be honest, if you're a casual basketball fan, plus 370 is good odds. You put, like, if you really wanted to go
put
big,
you put $100 on it, you're going to win 375.
There's your bet
good.
For the whole tournament.
Exactly.
You get to follow it.
On
like, you feel like you have a shot. Like...
You have a much better shot than winning a dumb bracket, I'll
tell
you that much.
Yeah.
So that's a good one. Some of the longer odds teams I like, I do think Houston at plus 575 is the second best team as well. Again, these
Houston
I do not know much. Auburn has a tough first round matchup, but I do like that Bruce Pearl team. Here, I'll give you a little thing that I read that I think is really interesting.
A tough first round matchup. They can't be a legit contender if they have a top for it.
Well, it's 4-13, but they're playing Yale. Yale's always tough because Yale moves
true.
A really slow pace, like the way they play. Yale's just a tough team to play. The Ivy League team's always surprised. I feel like so it's not that Auburn's not good. They're a four seed. But this is a really interesting thing I saw on Twitter. Shout out to Bigger Ten on Twitter. But if you're filling out your brackets, and I'm going to go through the odds on these
teams. Is it the Caitlin Clark joke?
If you're making bets on who's going to win. No, this is since the KenPom, you've heard about the KenPom analytics. Ken Pomeroy does the defensive and offensive rankings. Since they began in 2002, every national championship except for one. So since 2002, every single one except for one.
21 out of 22
has been top 25 in both offensive and defensive efficiency in KenPom. That is a pretty strong stat.
Pretty compelling.
So most likely, every year except one, one of these eight teams is going to win the tournament.
I love this.
I knew you would.
Yeah.
Arizona, Auburn, Connecticut, Creighton, Houston, Marquette, North Carolina, and Purdue.
All right. Well, I can tell you off the bat, Creighton is not winning.
Yeah, I don't think Creighton's winning. I do like Marquette a little bit. They got
Marquette's
good guard play.
Yeah.
They, you know, were in the same conference as Connecticut.
Cool colors. I like the black.
They're plus 2,300, so I kind of like that. Of those teams, they're a little long. Duke is plus 2,500. They're not on those teams, but Duke was 26th in defense.
Ooh.
So they were one spot away from being on there. So it makes it feel like, you know, kind of interesting there. Of these teams, it looks like Creighton and Marquette at plus 2,300 have the longest odds if you want to take a shot. North Carolina's plus 1,600. That's probably a pretty decent bet. Purdue plus 650. The top three we talked about, Arizona plus 1,300. Maybe it's not that surprising that eight of the top nine teams in rankings are those eight teams in terms of odds. So, like, you know, there you go.
It's a good little tidbit.
Good little tidbit. So, you know, that's kind of where I'm at. Also, in terms of some long shots to win early games in the tournament, I like Oregon. They're an 11 seed. I like them to win a game or two. Creighton in the second round makes it tough for them.
Yeah, it does.
But I do like Oregon as an underdog in the first round. I like Oregon a lot in that first round game. I think BYU could go on a run. I don't know why. I like their shape of the bracket. Now, they could also lose their first round game to Duquesne.
I was just saying that to Kristen yesterday.
Yeah, I knew you were.
Yeah.
I know you were. I'm all over this. I know what you're doing. And that's pretty much my thoughts as I go through it. Like, I like Colorado State to win a game as an underdog, maybe two. I think they could be like a surprise kind of double digit team in the second round.
Let me ask you this.
Yes. And shout out to our guy, Rod Lakin. I just found out. Went to Grand Canyon College, and they're playing St. Mary's in the first round.
Is that why he's not in today?
Must be, yeah. Did you know that he went to
Grand around the office?
So Mosh, shout out to Mosh, you work with, came up and told me that, and I didn't even know Grand Canyon was a college until this bracket
came out. Here's what I'll say about Rod. Rod is
the luckiest, things just go his way guy.
Well, no, I was going to say.
It's, like, in terms of sport, like, I just feel like Rod's like
a four-leaf clover.
He is. Yeah. So, like, just saying, don't
Although
go against Grand Canyon.
Although he was here for the Eagles collapse. Yeah. But Rod is like an international man of mystery.
Yeah,
like, you could almost tell me anything, and I'd be like, yeah, I believe it.
I agree with you. Yeah. Rod is, yes. Apparently went to high school with Richard Jefferson, just found that out.
Yeah, there we go. Sure. See, exactly. Sure. Like, anything. Sure.
So, those are my thoughts. You got any extras? I know you and Kristen were really breaking it down. Okay.
Yeah,
all right, let's do final thoughts, because you got to go do a pod anyway.
Okay. This is good. This is a longer one.
Good, because I don't really have one.
Okay, perfect.
So there we go. I'm seeding my final thoughts, Elliot.
All right. Like, I'm okay with lip syncing at a concert. Like, if I go see a concert, I'm okay with the person lip singing. Like, I know can sing. I've heard them sing.
You can't do it.
Like, I would rather hear the
I'm
version.
I'm not even okay with them lip singing on TV.
I know. I would rather just have the version of the song I know.
Let's go to a club or a restaurant then.
But a concert basically is going
to a club or restaurant, stand up and lip sync it, and you're doing the same freaking thing.
It's the same as a concert.
You see the actual person. No, they're singing. It's about performing live.
But you go to a concert.
It's about feeding off the energy of the crowd and that influencing your performance.
You can do all those things while lip syncing.
No, you can't sing the same way you would in front of a crowd of people because you're not doing it.
Well, here's what I'll say. I guess maybe just turn the person's mic off or something.
Oh,
but
my
like,
God, I hate this so much.
Look,
this is like one of my least
favorite. With singing, like, if the person wants to sing, I'm okay with that. But I think the shaming of lip singing, like, I would rather hear a better version of the song.
No one
than
does
make
it for concerts, for what it's worth. The people only get shamed on TV, really, when they lip sync. Like, the national anthem at the Super Bowl is usually lip sync.
Like, if I went to a concert and the person just kind of like sang bits of the song and ran around and jumped and danced, like, I would be okay with that. Like, I don't. I'm not there to like hear their vocal prowess. I'm there to like go crazy to a song.
We have done many final. This will be my final thought. Anything you say about concerts, I disagree with.
We're on different pages.
We are just on set. Like, of all the things, and we've been on many sides of many different things. You know, movies and this and that.
Right.
But like, I feel like the least common ground that we have. Like, we can find common ground in movies.
Yeah, yeah.
So you might find some very
Jurassic
not common
Park.
Ground. Yes, but like, on concerts, like, we see eye to eye on nothing.
Yeah.
I want long concerts. You want short concerts.
I want you the hits. You want
you
the deep
don't like
cuts.
When the crowd sings a chorus. I love it. I think it's cool. Yeah. Like, we never
we're differing pages.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that we found our
one day
ultimate
we'll go to a concert. All right.
Go to a pod with Jack. We'll be back, obviously, next week. This is our last week for a little while where we know that we won't have the Saturday
right.
show coming up, so we'll be there next week.
Until then.
This weekend. What a great weekend. Yeah, you do it.
Until then, he's Elliot. I'm James.
Bang.
Boom.